This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The 23-year-old shooter in the attack on Club Q last fall pleaded guilty this morning. Anderson Lee Aldrich admitted to killing five people and wounding 17 others at the nightclub in Colorado Springs. KRCC's Abigail Beckman was in the courtroom for the hearing where shooting victims spoke about how they've been affected.
It's really been clear that there's a lot of suffering and pain, and the biggest theme I've seen so far is people trying to illustrate the ripple effect that one act can have on an entire community for years and years to come.
KRCC's Abigail Beckman speaking to Here and Now earlier today. Aldrich will spend the rest of their life in prison without the possibility of parole. Congress is moving ahead on a provision to force a final decision on Space Command's presence in Colorado Springs. CPR's Caitlin Kim explains.
Members of the Alabama delegation inserted language into the annual defense policy bill known as the NDAA. The provision would stop the Air Force from spending money on construction for either the current or future headquarter location until the Air Force submits a report on the basing decision. Republican Congressman Doug Lamborn, who sits on the Armed Services Committee, was not able to get the language removed. The Senate version of the bill also included the language. Alabama lawmakers are pressing the Air Force to announce a final basing decision, which has been in review for months. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Prices are up for Colorado cannabis. Wholesale prices have risen for the first time since the fall of 2021. Growers and dispensaries have seen the market stagnate since a boom during the pandemic. The average price of 1 pound of bud is about $700, according to the State Department of Revenue. That's about $50 more than in April, but only about half the average price 2 years ago. Overall sales are way down from this time last year, partly because of rising prices. It's mostly sunny, with temperatures rising toward 90 along the front range. Grand Junction in the 90s this afternoon. Mountain highs near 80. This is CPR News and KRCC.